Greetings, and this is the second edition of Get Lit with Literature. Today, I'm looking at one of my books. It's a collection of essays and poems that were published over a bunch of years at an excellent world news website called AxisOfLogic.com. I'm the resident poet and essay contributor there. And this book is called Drive Through, Theo-Fascism and the Hero's Journey. I only have maybe a couple of books left, so if you're interested, email me. And I'm actually reading an article today online at Axis of Logic. The good news is that a leftist candidate, Lopez Obrador, will likely be Mexico's next president, which is a big turn of events. And this article, towards the end, touches exactly on one of the gists and why I came up with that phrase, theofascism, because I think it sums up much of the U.S. empire and protocol. And here's the quote from the article. This is not my article. As leaked cables published by WikiLeaks clearly demonstrate, the U.S. Department of State is currently obsessed with cracking down on any form of energy independence in Latin America and is more than willing to topple governments to get their way. And there's a group called USAID. They're big on that. So there you have the theofascism, by Mussolini's definition, is the mixing of corporate and state, the government and corporations. And then the theo part of the theofascism has to do with the religiosity angle. You know, one nation under God. Recently, Jeff Sessions was pushing something about the Bible and law. So we have this interesting tangle of theology, religion, and corporations and state. So that's what some of the book is about. Kind of breaks down some of the nasty stuff, and then how the system works. And then this is not new news, because even in the introduction, I quote Thomas Jefferson in 1780, referring to the Empire of Liberty. George Washington in 1786, the foundation of a great empire is laid. So there's these roots of empire that we are still dealing with today. And you can see them on the global scene. And the hero's journey alludes to Joseph Campbell's book, The Hero with a Thousand Faces. And if you look at the word, the hero, you maybe first think of cartoon figures and Superman and stuff. Oh, that could be a role model. But the word hero is from the Greek heros, demigod, perhaps originally defender, protector. And the Proto-Indo-European root is to watch over, protect. To watch over, protect. So who is a hero? The hero's journey is doing heroic deeds, large and small, gestures and prayers that help others, random acts of kindness, selfless service. The hero's journey enables one to become as a demigod and thus trump the false gods of theofascism as well as any inner totalitarian tendencies, because part of being human is resisting temptations to power trip. The hero is not some puffed up superhuman, rather the hero in the making humbles him or herself so as to be worthy of bigger responsibilities, so as to better receive assistance and guidance from tutors, mentors, spirit beings, impromptu messages, talking birds, and such like, and eventually earn the feather from a bird in the hat or indigenous headdress label of full-fledged hero. The hero's journey can be implemented in various ways. So that's some of what the book is about, and you can see how the word hero, if you look up the roots and the etymology of words, you get a much broader perspective to watch over and protect and defend. So one of the things that comes to mind is the Standing Rock a year or so ago with the water protectors. Those are heroes. The other day, locally in a town, I watched the town, because they're doing some paving, they cut down, or I called it killed, a tree. So I ran out there and talked to the workers. I called the town. That, to me, is being a hero. So whatever you can do, large or small, in your life, even if it's talking to a friend in need, that is being a hero. And that is the energy that builds, and eventually that's the energy that builds, and wards off the theofascism. So that's it for this edition of Get Lit with Literature. Thanks for listening. Have a good one.